Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Welcome to She's Building Her Empire. This is episode 164. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel, and on today's show, we have Jessica Rhodes. Jessica is the CEO of Interview Connections. They are the premier agency for podcasters, guest experts, booking them on other podcasts. She's also the acclaimed author of Interview Connections, Rock the Podcast from Both Sides of the Mic. And she has a couple podcasts, not just one, but she has Roads to Success, The Podcast Producers, and The Parenting Roads. So I'm really excited, Jessica. Thank you so much for being here today. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, thank you so much, Stacey. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Yeah, so I definitely want to dive into your area of expertise, but before we do that, can you kind of fill us in? How did you get here? How did you all of a sudden have this podcasting empire, right? Fill us in with what that step looked like.
Yeah. So I actually started my business because I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. When I was pregnant with my first son, I was working full-time at a nonprofit organization, long days, like work was my life. And when I got pregnant with my son, I just kind of something flipped in me. I'm like, I don't want work to totally consume my life. I want to be home with him and be mom. And so I started a virtual assistant business. My dad really guided me. He's an entrepreneur and a business coach. So he became my first client. And one of the first tasks I did for him and then for some other VA clients that I had back then was book podcast interviews and connect them with shows and find guests for their podcasts. And I was truly, you know, a freelancer at that time, but podcasting was really growing. A guy you might've heard named John Lee Dumas, you know, he was like an entrepreneur on fire, is getting really big. Yeah. And so finally, all these entrepreneurs were starting podcasts and starting to get interviewed. And I had people asking me, well, you know, what do you do? Could I interview you? And I was like, why do you want to interview me? But I kind of got that entrepreneurial bug, like, okay, I could really scale this. I can do more than charge $25 an hour for my time. I could actually build a real business. So that's what I did. So I started interviewconnections.com, changed the model from like charging people, I'll do 12 hours of work a month for you for this much money, and, you know, created packages with flat rates. And then I grew out a team. And then somewhere along the way, I think, okay, I need to host my own podcast. Yeah. So I went from being very behind the scenes and, you know, doing a lot of the work to then getting out in front of the curtain and hosting my own shows.
Because now you speak at events and things like that as well.
Yes, exactly. And that was honestly the big kicker for me is I went to Podcast Movement and I actually led a panel. I had a video podcast at that time, which is my weekly web TV show. Yeah. And so I led a panel, but I thought if I'm going to be speaking at these conferences, I need to host my own show. Like I actually need to have my own show. So that was the big motivator is that I wanted to be more of an authority figure and a leader in the industry. So I had to do it.
So how did you go from, you know, going, do I need a show? Should I have a show, to having three shows? How did that happen?
So the first show was Roads to Success, you know, my weekly podcast. And so that I hired right away a podcast editor because I knew I got opened up GarageBand and I'm like, let's see how easy this is. No, I was like, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to bite the bullet and hire somebody. And then a few months later, actually the person who owns that editing company, Corey Coates, said, hey, you know, I like your show. You're a good interviewer. I want to start this show called The Podcast Producers. Would you like to be my co-host? And I was like, what? Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. So that's how that got started. So we were doing that. And then the Parenting Roads is like my passion project. It's my hobby with my husband. We have no set schedule. Like the last episode we recorded is about a month ago. It's like whenever we feel like we have something to talk about. And then I do all that editing. Like I do everything myself because it's something that it's like a reason to talk to my husband. So
which sometimes we need because we're so busy that it is nice to have it scheduled.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's we had things that we wanted to discuss that I knew that other couples were probably talking about as well. And I was like, let's, you know, have this conversation on the mic where other people can probably agree with what we're saying too.
Great. Well, what I want to talk to you about today is really, you know, you're all about both sides of the mic. So having your own show, but being on somebody's show. So let's talk to somebody that really isn't doing neither right now. Where should they start?
Yeah. So I typically recommend starting as a guest expert because it's easier, quite frankly. You don't have to deal with the production, the marketing of the whole show. There's a lot that goes into producing your own podcast. So being a guest on someone's show, that is a lot easier. You can perfect your message, figure out what your unique talking points are, who your audience is, and you can work on actually talking into a microphone, which is hard at first. Yeah. Like, we're used to it because we podcast so much, but you know, we both think back to the first time we were on a podcast or hosted our own show, like it's kind of awkward a little bit.
Yes.
It's a great way to kind of get your feet wet, but then I am all about, you know, the both sides of the mic, because a lot of people are like, oh, be a guest because it's so much easier. You don't have to host your own show. It's not a replacement for hosting your own show. Mm-hmm. When you host your own podcast, you own media. You have a platform where you can bring people on and have a conversation with them. You are the leader and the authority in front of that community. You have a consistent audience that's coming back to you every week. Whereas when you're on other shows, you're in front of lots of new audiences, but it's different audiences all the time. So you got to do both. And then when you are a guest on somebody's show, if they like you, those are people that listen to podcasts. So if you don't have your own show, maybe you're just blogging. Well, those people are most likely not people that like to read blogs. Right. So you might be missing out on getting them into your community. So it's perfect to have your own show and to be a guest on shows.
Yeah. And I like how you said, you know, start with the guest blog or the guest podcasting, because what's great about that is this is definitely a skill and it's not something that might come natural to some people. Yeah. So to be able to observe somebody who is the host and go, right. Oh, they're doing it this way. They're engaging. They're still giving some of their stories and they're not just going, oh, great answer. Great answer.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You can really learn by being a guest on other podcasts first. Yeah. You're experiencing so many different interview styles, so many different styles of podcasts, like whether it's somebody with two hosts, you know, having you on, or you're maybe a 10-minute segment, you can get a feel for, okay, I like this, I don't like this, or this person didn't do this well, I could do this better. Yeah. And then it also gives you an opportunity to figure out where is my unique voice, because there's lots of shows about business, but you know, look, you have a unique voice, you know, there's like my show's very much about podcasting and there's other shows about podcasting, but nobody has my unique perspective on it. Mm-hmm. And that is every single person has unique perspective. So there's so much opportunity in podcasting.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, okay, let's talk about your own show. Mm-hmm. When you're setting it up, yes, there are a lot of things that you need to be doing. So is this something you're telling people right away, find somebody to help you outsource it? Do you learn it? Do you not? What's the best use of our time here?
Yeah, I mean, so my audience, I know that when I'm speaking, it's mostly to business owners and entrepreneurs. So I always recommend outsourcing it. You know, that recommendation is going to be different if I'm talking to people that want to start a hobby podcast. So for entrepreneurs, if you are starting a podcast and it is a marketing engine for your business, your time is worth so much more than what you could pay an editor to do. So we all have, you know, there's like magician work and mule work. And if you are not a podcast editor, if you're not an audio engineer, it's not worth your time to be doing that, because we all have high revenue generating activities in our business. And mine is not editing my own show. Like, that's right. Not going to make me more money. So I definitely recommend outsourcing it. And it's also just going to sound so much better if you actually have a professional edit it. And you know, there, like, we could talk about marketing all day long and how to grow your audience and like how to gain the iTunes ranking system. But at the end of the day, a better show, better produced audio, that's going to help you grow your audience more, you know, at the end of the day.
Absolutely. So now when we're on these shows, we're on other people's shows, how do we, or maybe ours too, how do we really come across as the expert? How do we position ourselves? How do we make this the best podcast that people are going, wow, I need to listen to her more?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's all about providing a ton of value and not holding back. You know, if you go into it and you're thinking, okay, well, I have this information in my course, or I teach this to my clients, I'm only going to give this much away on a podcast. This podcast is free. You know, people are really attracted to the guests and the hosts that just seem like they're giving it all away for free. Right. Because people then think, gosh, if she's going to give this much content on a podcast, I got to wonder, what is she teaching her paid clients? So just really being a giver and focusing on how you can make that show really great for the host. Right. Going into it, how can I serve this audience? Not what am I going to get out of it? How am I going to promote my stuff? But really, how can I make this podcast the best that it can be for the audience, for the host? That's really what engages people. And then just, you know, like engaging with the host, you know, having good chemistry with them, knowing a little bit about them, focusing on your relationship with the host makes it a more, it brings more like chemistry to the conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, I just had somebody on my show recently and she did a pretty good job of this. So I asked her a question and you could tell it was something that she does talk about in a paid course. So she said, well, I'm going to kind of give you the overview and I'm going to dive in deeper to like lesson one, but then, you know, that's something that I do dive deeper later. So yeah. I thought she positioned herself pretty well because if you don't give enough, it's going to, they're going to go, well, I didn't really learn anything, right? They have to learn something.
So what she did right there was she seed planted, and which I think is really, really important to do. So you, there's a fine line. You don't want to be pitching, but you do want to plant seeds because we are all here as entrepreneurs and business owners, especially, and I'm, again, I'm talking to business podcasters and people going on shows for their business. We are all here to grow a business. There's no way around it. You're here to grow your business. I'm here to get exposure for mine, but we're not here to like pitch and sell. So by providing value and then seed planting, that's how you can attract people to you. So you don't want to say, well, I don't talk about this, but I mean, I guess I did a few minutes ago. I said, you know, I could talk about marketing all day long, but let me you know, give you a little bit right now, because that's true. Like, each of us could probably talk for 6 hours or more just on our topic. We can't do that on a podcast.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you've got to pick and choose what value you're going to share that day and what's going to best suit that specific audience.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Now, finding good guest experts. Okay, let's talk about that a little bit. And I want to talk about the side of like the part of us going, but do I have them on? What if they take my business? Or, you know, like that scarcity mindset of, is there enough room for both of us to be the guest expert?
Yeah, totally. I mean, there's definitely enough room. I really believe, and this is a challenge for us all, but I believe something we have to do as entrepreneurs, always have an abundance mindset and believe that there is room for everyone. And sometimes I'll have clients that say, well, like I had a client recently who's an attorney and they said, I don't think I want to be on shows. Like if you have other clients who are attorneys, I don't want to be on the shows that they were on. And I was like, why? And because, you know, if a podcast has like every episode is a different attorney, every listener is going to be attracted to a different guest.
100%.
Yeah. Like we all don't want to work with the same person. Like I'm going to be attracted to this kind of person because of their story or their background. And so you just have to believe that you are going to attract the people that's right, you know, to work with you. So yeah, you just have to have that abundance mindset. There's enough to go around. And yeah, I think it's challenging, but it is.
And I think too, you have to realize that to be the bigger person here, you can't be the expert at everything. So
right.
If you really want to give value to your audience, there are going to be other people that you need to give that value to them.
Yeah. One thing I've learned by reading, there's a guy named Dan Kennedy. He's really like kind of an old marketing guy. And one thing that he talks about and he writes in his book is that you have to magnetically attract and then I forget they're like actively repel people. Yes. So you really want to be magnetically attracting people that want to work with you. And then the people that are not meant to work with you, you should be repelling them. Like you don't want to make it seem like, hey, I'm good for everyone. Like I, you know, so the longer I'm in business, the more I get clear on the right person I want to work with.
Right.
And then if there's somebody like, for example, yesterday we had a client who's been with us a little while and they just seem like they weren't, something just wasn't clicking. Yeah. And then they canceled. And I was like, that's fine. Like, I mean, there was just no pleasing them. And maybe there's somebody else that is a better fit for them.
Right.
That's okay. You know, because I've got other clients that like were such a good fit and it's like meshes so well. Mm-hmm. So I think that you just have to know that you're not right for everyone, but there's people that you're amazing for and vice versa.
Yeah. And there's so many people out there. I mean, so many people, and they're looking for a specific type of person to learn from. And
exactly.
Not everybody's going to be able to please them, like you just said. So
yeah, totally.
All right. So let's talk about monetizing your podcast. I think a lot of people come into this space thinking this is going to be a big money maker. I'm going to, you know, do this right away. So let's talk about realistically what to expect, how you monetize, how does your thing work?
Absolutely. It's so interesting to see this space evolve because I've been podcasting for 2.5 years. I've been in my business for 4 years. And, you know, a couple of years ago, I would say, you know, don't worry about like getting sponsors. But now, like, I actually have monetized my podcast with sponsors and advertisers. Okay. And it's just so interesting how the podcasting industry, it's like monetizing a podcast is such like a new thing. Like we truly are in the wild, wild west. There's not like a proven structure of how to get advertisers and how to monetize it. So I will tell you, you know, my experience is to, if you do, you can monetize your show in a couple of different ways. And I go more in depth of this in my book, Interview Connections, but you can monetize it in a couple of different ways. A, just using it as a marketing tool for your business. Yes. So not actually having an advertiser, but maybe you do ads for your program or your courses. And Michael Hyatt's probably the most well-known person I know who does that. You're never going to hear an advertiser or a sponsor for another company, but his advertisements, his commercials are for his
courses.
So I think that that's a really great way to do it. And then if you do want to get sponsors and advertisers, then having a really clear, specific audience. And let me back up. If you do want to do that, you should be publishing on a regular basis. Like if you're going to do it every week, do not miss a week, because an advertiser wants to know that they can count on you to get your episodes out on time. So really take your schedule and your production quality seriously. Have a really clear target audience. So the podcast producers, we had Podcast Movement was our sponsor last season. This season, we had Shure Microphones and Podbean are our two sponsors. And we secured all these sponsors because we have a very clear target market. Like this is a show where we talk about podcasting for the very serious podcaster, either full-time producer, people that take podcasting super seriously. And then all of our content reflects that. So it's really obvious, you know, what kind of show we're producing. And then we can also point to the production quality. So we can say, listen to this, and people can, the sponsors can hear that right away. And it's honestly, it's just sales. Like sponsors are usually not going to knock down your door. You really have to go after them. Yeah. So with, I mean, Podcast Movement, you know, we had a relationship with them. So that was great. Like we didn't, you know, Corey and I both sponsored their event. We had spoken at their event. So we had a relationship already. So when we broached a topic of them sponsoring, it was a good fit.
Yeah.
And then with Shure Microphones, like we didn't know them, they didn't know us, but I reached out to, like we decided to reach out to them because they're trying to get their microphones in front of more podcasters.
Right.
And so we said, hey, we have this show, this is what we've done, these are some of our, you know, accolades, and it, you know, we had a couple conversations and it ended up being a good fit, but you have to be persistent and just really knock down those doors.
Well, and I like how you showed two very different examples. One was kind of cold traffic there, and the other one was somebody that you actually had paid them before. You were client, their customer. So I think that's great, because sometimes it is building relationships with somebody, having them really fully understand what you're doing. But then others, you could be pitching cold, but if it's something that they feel the value's there for them,
it's
going to be sold too.
And I'd love to just make a note, because some people wonder, like, how do I price it? And we're still kind of figuring it out. Like we gave one, you know, what we were paid, you know, in season two, we're like, oh, we probably could have asked for more, but that's okay. We were basically like going to cover our expenses. And then, you know, we got a lot more this season, and it was not about how many downloads we had. So the radio model is like the CPM, you know, cost per down, like cost per thousand downloads. And so if you have 30,000 downloads an episode, getting $25 for every thousand downloads is good, but we don't have thousands of downloads an episode. We have maybe like 1500 an episode, but we give a flat rate for the entire season. That's pretty much what I recommend is, you know, coming up with a flat rate and having your sponsors lock in for, you know, at least 3 months or more, because, you know, advertising on podcasts, being guests on podcasts, it's not something that results in necessarily direct sales. Like people have to hear the same ad like a million times before they buy.
Right. Okay. Good point. Well, and I love that we're kind of showing specific ways of how to actually do this. Now, if we're somebody who is looking at a certain podcast going, hey, I would love to sponsor theirs, how do we reach out to them if they may not have sponsors?
That's an interesting question, because it's again, the wild, wild west. Like maybe I want to advertise in someone's podcast. They've never had sponsors. We both meet. We're like, so I want to advertise. How's this work? So, I mean, you could go the route of actually working with an advertising agency. And there are some people that are doing this now, like entrepreneurs like us. You know, Jessica Kupferman started an advertising agency, and she's got a lot of experience in advertising, like in her corporate career. So she knows a lot about it. So someone like her can help you, you know, negotiate and draw up contracts and stuff like that. You know, my co-host and I just basically reach out directly to the people. And I mean, I guess I'm kind of like a handshake business kind of gal. Like I don't have like contracts and stuff, but it's, I mean, I guess it's not a bad idea to do that just to make sure if you don't know the person really well, I guess there's a lot of trust involved with not having a contract, but it's probably a good idea to have that in place. But I would just say, reach out to them and say, hey, I'm interested in doing this and you guys can figure it out together.
Well, and it's, I'm so glad you're saying too, like this is the new stage of this, right? We're still so early. It's not like you can say, hey, here's what you should charge or here's what you should be getting.
Yeah.
It's just so different. You just were in a very early stage.
It's all about like this, the whole pricing question. I mean, we're talking about it as it relates to monetizing a podcast, but we can have the same conversation as it relates to how do I price my products and services. Right. And it's the biggest question for any entrepreneur, especially when you launch a new product or service, you're like, what do I charge? I don't know. And I think it's all about the value it provides. So, you know, if it's funny, like with Shure Microphones, you know, we haven't even launched the season yet that they're sponsoring. And already I've had at least one person that I know of who has purchased a microphone because I recommended them because they're sponsoring me. Yeah. And so when you look at like what their costs are to sponsoring our show and what they're going to make when they actually sell microphones, it's a no-brainer. There's a lot of value there. So it's kind of looking at like what's, if you're sponsoring it and you're only trying to sell like $5 books, you need to sell a lot of books for that. that to be
worth it. So. Yeah. It depends on, you know, do you have a reason to be sponsoring it? Is there something coming up that you should be like, what are you trying to do here? Are you just growing your audience, growing your list? And you know, one of the things too, that I know I've learned from you is to really make sure when you're being interviewed on that podcast to mention your podcast. And a lot of people don't seem to do that.
I know, it's silly that they don't. I think that's the best thing to have as a call to action, because these listeners are low hanging fruit. They're obviously people that listen to podcasts. They're listening to you right now on another show. They're so much more likely to download your podcast than maybe to go to your blog or like opt into your email list. Just getting them into your podcast sphere, you know, then you have them in your community. You can be much more upfront about pitching what you do when it's your own show. Yeah. So I think the goal should be to get other listeners of other shows, get them to listen to your show. That's where you can speak to them a little bit more directly. It's kind of like, you know, my dad's a business coach and he does live events. And he says, when he goes to events like that other coaches are putting on, he's like, I'm not going to pitch. I'm not going to sell. Even if somebody there says to me, and this is my dad talking, like he says, if I go to another conference and somebody like wants to coach with me, I'll say, you know, we can set up a time next week, but I'm not going to start selling my coaching services when I'm in somebody else's house. You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
which I've seen people unethically do that and go, hey, let's do the credit. Let's pull your credit card right here. It's unbelievable what people will do.
Yeah. Like respect the other person's house.
100%. That's exactly what it is. And I think when you do that, like the best part of podcasting for me has been the networking and the relationships, right?
Yes.
Getting to be able to talk to somebody for free. Some of these people you'd have to pay hundreds of dollars just to speak with them for maybe 15 minutes, 30 minutes.
Exactly.
It's free. You're getting to be able to showcase a little bit of yourself too. And then a lot of times they'll say, hey, you know, I would love to have you on my show. A lot of podcasters, they do both. So it's really easy to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's a really great point. And I always say that the listeners are kind of the bonus. Like the most, like for me, the primary value of this interview is the time I'm spending with you, the time we're getting to know each other better, having great conversation. And then listeners hearing it is an added value. But I mean, I've worked with a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, we've been in business over 3 years, and most of the success stories I hear, the people that like sold books and got clients and got people to their event, it's the host that interviewed them. Like it is the person that actually spoke to. So you don't want to look past the host and say, how big is the audience? Who am I?
Yes.
Focus on who the person is that's actually interviewing you, what you can get out of that relationship.
Yeah. And you know, I think a lot of us are going to say that, well, how big is your audience? Cause it's not public knowledge, right? So you have to guess what this is going to be like.
I know.
I've had somebody who I did the podcast. It probably was a smaller podcast and they actually hired me at the end of the podcast to be their coach.
Beautiful. Yes. That's
amazing. So you have to understand that everybody you're coming into connection with, you know, you could be giving value to them, even the host, even if it's a small startup show, you just never know.
That's amazing. And you know, the other thing to think about is that even if a podcast is new, the person hosting it is not new. Like they have a business, they have people that follow them, they have needs. So if you're a business coach, or like and you name it. If you provide a service to entrepreneurs, if you are interviewed on a new podcast, think about it. That person is in growth mode in their business. They just started a podcast. They are investing in their success. They're in a moment where they're like looking at what they can do. So that's a perfect person to talk to. I think that's one of the biggest reasons, you know, my dad, we always book him on new podcasts because as a coach,
right,
you know, he likes being able to connect with entrepreneurs that are investing mm-hmm. in their marketing and the growth of their business.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so funny too, because when we're connecting with these people and we're reaching out to them, we want to make sure that we are giving that value, because you just never know what's going to happen or how this is going to turn out. But it's been the best part for me by far, is just these connections that I've been building.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree.
So before we wrap up, where can my listeners find more about you? What's the best place for them to reach you?
Yeah. So my home base on the web is jessicarhodes.biz. That's R-H-O-D-E-S, jessicarhodes.biz. You can find my podcast, my videos, my blog, and links to everything else. I just wrote a book called Interview Connections, How to Rock the Podcast from Both Sides of the Mic. There will definitely be a link over to that site, interviewconnectionsbook.com. But the easiest one to remember is jessicarhodes.biz.
Perfect. And what's great about you is you have so many different ways for them to find you or study you. So it depends what they like. Do they want to read about it? Do they want to listen to it? You know, so that's really, really great for our listeners too, because podcasting can be used in any field, any expert. Oh, what I was going to say too is I've interviewed people where I'm going, oh, I need to hire them. Like they might be a lawyer or somebody who's trademarking. I'm like, I'm so convinced right now that I need them on my team.
Right? Yes, exactly. It's like when you host a podcast, you could just be interviewing your guests.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy, but thank you so much for being here. This is so much fun. And you gave us like we talked for 30 minutes jam packed, but really still like the teeniest, tiniest bit of what all of this is. So highly recommend checking out your book. I know you're going to dive in a lot deeper too, but thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you so much, Stacey.
And before you go, I want to thank one of our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to check out their services. To download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/herempire. Again, that's audibletrial.com/herempire for your free trial today.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.